retooled now because it's going to be impeachment palooza all over again. It's going to be impeachment palooza. Nancy Pelosi wandering out yesterday, dishonestly, frankly. We'll get to that in a moment. But here we are heading toward an impeachment trial that will begin Tuesday, apparently. The problem is impeachment has been underwater in the polls since well before Christmas. The pollsters were starting to ask about impeachment back months ago, and Real Clear Politics started keeping a running average of the polls on October the 1st. And by October the 21st, Donald Trump was underwater. Those supporting removing the president, it was at almost 50%, 49.5. But that was the high water mark. It's been fading ever since. The country has grown tired of the swamp games. Impeachment Palooza is just, well, frankly, boring to most people anymore. And now Nancy Pelosi has honestly picked two of the most unattractive people ever to grace the halls of Congress in the day and age of media savvy to take center stage in all of this. Honestly, is there a more homely pair than Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler? Is there a more unattractive pair than these two? I mean, these two could make a nun swear she'd never watch congressional hearings again, that is. These clowns have no hope of raising the sinking ship of never-ending investigations of Donald Trump. Collectively, the country is sick of this Laurel and Hardy show. We're past it. Democrats as well. The big problem for the seven dwarfs tasked to prosecute President Trump with two incredibly weak articles of impeachment. First, everyone's sick of it. And second, everyone's really sick of it. Which brings me back to the polling. Even worse for those hoping they can kneecap Trump with this bogus impeachment ploy is the polls that are tanking. Two in particular. The Politico Morning Consult and the Economist YouGov polls. Both of these polls have consistently been outliers, showing people support removing the president by 10 points, 12 points, 13 points, right? These two have been the weight behind the Real Clear Politics average even being close. Well, something has happened in the last few days. Something has happened in the last few days because the Economist YouGov poll is actually now on the side of do not impeach by a point. It was a 13-point advantage the other way in the middle of October. The Politico poll also collapsing. So now I'm just watching, I guess, with morbid curiosity, as Schiff and Nadler, by the way, who said they've already proven the case beyond a reasonable doubt, bring their clown show over to the U.S. Senate. I mean, it's going to be a fairly entertaining, don't you think, when Adam Schiff is getting hammered with questions. And I don't know that he's a witness, but I believe that the Senate, U.S. senators, can ask him questions. And I look forward with great anticipation to Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana asking Adam Schiff real questions that the weasel can't answer. His eyes will be all bugged out. Wait, his eyes are always bugged out. At any rate, and then you've got Jerry Nadler, whose health is, well, marginal. Okay, so who are they? Well, you've got Adam Schiff. He's 59 years old. Where is he from? California, of course. He's been the public face of impeachment for the entire time that the polls have been going. Yeah, Adam Schiff's been the face of this thing while the polls have imploded on them. In 2000, he entered Congress by defeating incumbent Representative James Rogan, who was one of the 13 House impeachment managers in the Clinton trial. So he came in on the heels of impeachment. He might ride out on it. And then you got Big Jerry, Gerald Nadler, 72. He's the longest-serving House impeachment manager, first elected to Congress in 1992. He served in the New York Assembly for 16 years. He's never had a real job. He's been a man of the people, Jerry Nadler. Then you've got Hakeem Jeffries, another bomb thrower from the left. 49 from, you guessed it, New York. So far you've got California and New York. And then Zoe Lofgren, California. California and New York very well represented on this team of seven. Jason Crow of Colorado, a lawyer, former member of the United States Army. Val Demings of Florida, she's 62. And Sylvia Garcia of Texas, she's 69. I don't know the last three, but I know the first group, the people that are seated in the front of the clown car, Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, Zoe Lofgren and company. These folks, not to mention Hakeem Jeffries, these folks are the most hyper-partisan, divisive individuals that anybody could have picked for the job. They are not going to be very well. Let's be honest again. It's the day and age when media savvy matters. How you look on camera, how you present yourself, how you come across matters. Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff are exceptionally poor in this endeavor. So when you're going to go out and sell something to the American people, they are exceptionally poor in this pursuit. Now, Donald Trump might not be your cup of tea, but when it comes to selling the point and hammering it home, is there anybody working today in politics that's better at it? And I think not. So every day, starting Tuesday, you're going to start seeing Adam Schiff daily, Jerry Nadler daily, Hakeem Jeffries, Zoe Lofgren, every single day. More from these for days on end. I don't think that bodes very well for the Democrat Party. I think it's problematic. I think it's disastrous. I think it's apocalyptic for the Democrat Party. And by the time we get to 2021, the Democrat Party could seriously be reduced to a regional party of the Northeast and the West. I mean, do you know people that are going to run to the polls clamoring, "I love Adam Schiff"? I know nobody like that. Maybe I do. Maybe they just don't tell me the truth. Meanwhile, like I said, Donald Trump is signing trade deals that he was told could never be done, making arrangements and deals for America for the future that he was told could never be done. Oh, and if you missed it, another $7.5 billion on the way to continue funding border wall construction, another 800 miles. That's getting done through all the fights and pitfalls and problems. The border wall is being built. So big promises and big promises kept. Hey, let the games begin. All right, I'm in. I'm Steve Gruber.